Okay, our guest on the Web Extra, our boss, Steve Ett Rosen, general manager of Renda Broadcasting here in Punxsutawney. You're also the vice president of the Punxsutawney Area Chamber of Commerce, and you're the co-chair on the children's, how does that go again?
I'm co-chair with Lisa Switley for the children's activities. Children being, you know, little children all the way up to 18 years old. We're trying to do activities for all kids.
Okay, so the festival in the park is going on. It hasn't been canceled. It's still a go.
Well, we waited till the last minute. We wanted to see with the CDC, and as long as we don't go back into yellow, as long as we don't go a step backwards and we stay in the green, the festival will go on. Please know it's going to be more modest. It has to be for everybody's safety, for the to follow with the regulations with the CDC. We are doing things in compliance. We will not put anybody in harm, but yet we will allow the liberties to enjoy the celebration, you know, of the 4th of July in our country to happen. And I think people are so hungry for a little bit of entertainment. We need something.
We got to get out.
We got to get out. And even as modest as it's going to be, I think the community, its children, the residents, are really, really going to appreciate it. You know, for instance, every day between 11 and 5 o'clock, inside the gated part at Barclay Square, we're actually going to have a fence up, the same fence that we used for Brews, Blues, and Barbecues. So we are going to be able to head count, including the vendors that might be inside of there or the entertainment. No more than 250 people will be inside that area. So that is going to be in compliance with the CDC, which means your kids' activities inside of there are going to be very regulated and safe.
What about a bouncy pit?
No more bouncy pits.
Ah!
Nope, nope, nope. Well, too many cooties. No bouncy pits. You know, we're not going to be able to throw a ball into the clown's mouth. We're not going to be able to pick up a duck. It's not going to have any of those kind of activities.
But that's okay.
It is okay, because this year, what we have is, it's going to be amazing. They're going to get to watch their superheroes read them a comic book on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd you book for that?
I'm pretty sure they may have the Hulk.
Oh.
And I mean to tell you, and Prince Charming and Cinderella are going to be there.
Cinderella, you
say? I know. She's going to do a little dance, a little singing. Hmm. We just got some really great things for the kids, and they're going to be able to sit safely on the ground and watch on stage their superheroes. That is going to happen every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 to 1. You'll either have your superheroes or your princesses on stage. And then, you know, Pastor Devin is going to come in daily between 1 and 3, Monday through Friday, and he's going to do balloons for the kids. You know, the great crazy balloons that you get?
Oh, you got it.
So every child's going to get a free balloon.
Yep.
And that's beautiful. And we have a magician coming in every day from 3 to 5.
I love the magic stuff.
Yeah, and he's for people of all ages.
See, I really dig the magic stuff.
Well, you're going to dig him. He's really good. He's performed in some great places. And then also, we're going to have a couple of extra things that are going to happen in Harmon Field. And the Harmon Field is going to be shut off so that only these things are going to happen at the time, again, for the safety of the kids. The first one is going to be on Friday, the 3rd. It's going to be the bike rodeo.
Ah.
So there's going to be a bike rodeo with chances for some great prizes for the kids. And then on Wednesday, Miles for Kids are going to host 4 to 5 different runs, everything from little teeny tiny people up to teenagers. And that's also going to be in Harmon Field. And we have a rain date for that. If it's rainy on Wednesday between 3 and 5, we're going to host it on Thursday. Again, very safe, very regulated. We did not forget about the teenagers. We are working on potentially a free swim from 6 to 8 one night for just teenagers. They are going to have to show their school passes, you know, their school IDs. We're hoping to talk to our friend Tim Lowmaster that owns the bowling alley and have maybe an evening or two where the kids can go and bowl, because we often forget about the teenagers when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah, it's always geared toward like the little ones, which is great because they need the, you know, activities and stuff, but so do teenagers.
Yeah, it's something that's fun for them, something they can be with their own group.
Swimming, bowling, running.
Swimming, bowling, and Chief Matt is potentially still bringing in the rock climbing. And of course, they'll be sanitizing it. And they're probably, you're going to have a parent's permission for that. I think you have to be 16 or older and have to have a written permission. But more on that will come later. But we wanted just to let you know that some good stuff was coming.
This is all going on that week.
We're excited.
Like the week that ends in the 4th of July on that Saturday. This all starts.
It's the festival in the park. And, you know, Splash is once again going to have their tent. And they are going to be selling the stuffed groundhogs where the kids can make their own Punxsutawney feel you know, and it's a $25 donation to Splash, and the kids love that. So that'll be a hands-on thing for the kids, but it's going to be done in a very safe way. The teddy bear tea has always been a favorite, and the women that put that on decided to have a virtual one. So there'll be more to that, where your child can participate through video.
That is cool.
You know, in the past, we've always said everything has to happen in the park. We have to keep everybody in the park. Well, this year, now, obviously, that's not the case. And, of course, there's things for adults going on. There's going to be a car cruise in. There's going to be music every night. There's going to be some music in the park, more for that to come. Again, we're going to have a count where there can't be more than 250 people inside that gate. But we're going to have wonderful food vendors and some artisans.
Last year, Eddie and I enjoyed the food bit.
Oh, how about it?
Oh, that was fantastic.
It's all about the food.
Absolutely.
You know, hog fries, are you kidding me? Come on, snow cones, elephant ears.
Absolutely, that's all the good stuff.
I think we could have had, we even discussed it, we could have had just a food vendor show, and people would have been thrilled. We're going one step bigger than that. There's something every day. It's not going to be Disney World. It's not going to be grandiosis, but compared to what this community has had to deal with since March 17th. I think we're all going to be very grateful for it. So you can keep contact by keep listening to the radio station, of course, but also go online to the Punxsutawney Chamber page, and there will be daily updates. And if you want to be involved in some capacity, or if you're a business owner or a philanthropic person that would like to pay for the kids to get to go bowling one extra night or something, you can do so just by calling the chamber. And don't ask me the number.
That was my next question.
I know you.
What about fireworks? Are you guys
going? Oh, fireworks! Of course they're going on.
All right.
I mean, thank you, Eagles. I'm pretty sure they're the sponsors of that. And there's so many people to thank. Like Penelec is sponsoring the stage this year, and you know we're going to compile a big list for that because this stuff doesn't happen by itself. It's not cheap, but we know how necessary it is. I think mental health is every bit as important as physical health.
Oh, absolutely. They affect each other.
And the celebration of our country together, united, you know.
What a 4th of July.
What a 4th of July.
You know, imagine, I mean, you know, you and I and Eddie and, you know, we were really kind of lucky that we weren't, you know, forced to stay in.
We're essential workers. three of us didn't miss a day. I played hooky one day being sick. That's a lie. I did take one Friday off because I wasn't feeling well, but I wasn't COVID.
You know, but
I just was scared of COVID.
There's a lot of people, they were just stuck inside.
I can't imagine.
Could not get out for anything, you know.
Ooh. You guys were my sanctuary. Coming here and getting to see your smiling face.
This was the big socialization.
It was. You know, we had to stay 6 feet apart.
Wear masks.
I'm hugging you today.
All right.
I get to hug you today.
Well, let's wrap up this interview and then get to the hugging begins. All right. Festival in the park.
So lots of good things.
All right. General manager here at Renda Broadcasting, Stevette Rosen. You're also vice president of the Punxsutawney Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.